Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts.
The checkered flag ends the race, but not the race talk. Have your say. Ask the experts. Make your point. Post-race tech. The end of the race is only the beginning.
Mission of post-race tech for the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship North East Grand Prix, Lime Rock Park, truncated because of extreme weather and lightning in the area. Jeremy Shaw, Shea Adam and me, John Hindhoff in the Haggerty Global Broadcast Centre. Your questions, points arising, something that you've noticed at IMSA Radio, hashtag Michelin PRT. Jeremy, to you, first of all, frantically scribbling, and I'll bring Shea in this as well. More than half of the race completed. Does that mean we get full points for this then?
Yes. It does, and it also means I've just got confirmation that the minimum drive time requirement has been waived under the force majeure rule, so that will not be a problem for the other teams, as Shea had rightly surmised earlier on. So that's certainly a big relief to those teams, because that could have been really nasty. I'm working through the points now. It's all fairly interesting, but it will be full points. And they will be, you know, the finish order on the screen, assuming everybody gets through post-race tech, of course, indeed, should be as it stands.
Yeah, so unofficially at the moment, it's the two Corvettes from WeatherTech, Porsche, first, second and third in GT Le Mans. Heart of Racing Aston Martin pick up another victory ahead of the Lamborghini Huracan of Paul Miller Racing and the Vassar Sullivan RXF GT3 number 40. Those are your top three. The top six made up by the Porsche of Pfaff Motorsport, the number 9 car, the BMW of Turner Motorsport, the 96, the 39 Audi from Carbon is in the top six. So not the finish that we were hoping for, Shea, but an interesting run nonetheless here on Michelin Post Race Tech. We will take the questions as they come in, and a number of people asking, lady and gentlemen, Vibin, the LM hypercar, says, should they add LMP3s to help diversify the field a bit, possibly for next year? The point is, though, that this, Jeremy, is a GT race. This is a GT-only race and has been now for a couple or three visits here to Lime Rock Park. And weather notwithstanding, it's worked rather well that we can focus, as we have done at VIR in the past as well, we can focus on the GT categories in WeatherTech and add in the Michelin Pilot Challenge across the weekend.
Yeah, that's right, John. Since 2017, we've had those two GT-only events here and VIR, as you say. In 15 and 16, we did have the PC, as it was back then, the Prototype Challenger category here, the older Orica Chevys, were part of the action here as well, which was kind of cool. So, you know, it is a thought that's worthwhile, particularly if we're not going to, next year, if we're not going to have GTLM cars. Actually, in 2015, it was just PC and GTD here. Yeah. At Lime Rock Park that one year, and the following year we had GTLMs as well, and then since then in 17 it's been just the GTLM and GTD. So yeah, I think it's a point very well raised, and I think depending on how many cars there are next season in GTD, that's certainly I'm sure something that will be considered.
It could be a GTD only field here next year, Shea, with GTD Pro and and GTD. And, you know, adding another class in here, even with only the 16 cars and the two very different GT classes, passing was difficult enough here. Adding another one in wouldn't make it any easier. 16, 20, 25 cars is kind of what we've had in the past. Could be a GT race, a GT Daytona Pro, an AM race next year? Hello, Shay? Oh. You have muted your mic, Shay. Thank you. Talk to me.
That's strange. I hadn't touched my device in quite some time. I'm not quite sure why it muted itself. Perhaps it was sick of listening to me. I'm not entirely sure that adding a prototype class would be a good move. We did have the LMPC cars racing here back, I think it was 2016. It was a bit more chaotic, and it is more difficult to pass for the faster cars because Lime Rock is such a narrow and one lane. You know, it is like a short oval, just not quite an oval shaped.
Correct.
But it complicates things. And I don't think we necessarily need that extra feature of complication into these GT races. I like the fact that we go to Lime Rock and VIR and we get to focus and adore the GT race cars. It's a special weekend.
I agree with that. Motorsport Meister says, should IMSA keep the clock running under red flag or stop it instead, especially these sprint races? You seem to lose a lot of racing time. Under normal circumstances, Motorsport Meister, I think we would have extended. We can't here at Lime Rock Park. There is a very strict ordinance about things going quiet at 6 o'clock local time. So in, 25 minutes from now. So all of the sessions, if you've noticed down through the years, finish 5 or 10 minutes before 6 o'clock Eastern time. At other circuits, where IMSA are the sanctioning body and exclusively running, then we've seen in the past qualifying sessions, Jeremy, have been extended to make sure that we get the right amount of qualifying. And we've even, I seem to remember at Road America, we backed it up and threw an extra 20 minutes on when we'd had a rain delay there one time. But we can't do that here, and that's not within the circuit or IMSA's gift to do.
Yeah, correct. That's one of the limitations you have. In different racetracks have different ordinances locally, and that happens to be one that is in effect here. And there's nothing you can do about it. I did actually ask earlier in the day whether there was any prospect of kind of bringing the race forward, because we'd seen even from yesterday there was a good chance of some nasty weather coming in this afternoon. In fact, even as early this morning, the weather was supposed to, or possible, projected to come in around about start time. So I did, like I say, ask the question whether we could perhaps bring it forward, and the answer to that was it was a plain no, for a variety of reasons. And so that's the way it is. You know, the lap of the weather gods, and sometimes it works out in your favour, and sometimes it doesn't. Unfortunately, this afternoon it didn't. But we've had a really good race. We had a great race earlier on in the Michelin Pilot Challenge. Okay, some incidents perhaps early on, but it was a great race. It was super exciting. I think we had a lot of excitement here as well.
Yeah, and it was, the issue is when you get a race that doesn't run to full distance, you don't see how all those stories are playing out, which is where you get the disappointment. Again, that's no criticism of what's happened here. That's just a fact of life. Phil has just come in after working all day in the garden to try and catch the last half an hour. Sorry, Phil. Nothing we can do about that. Can you just explain for me the weather decisions? This is all about not necessarily rain falling at the track, but lightning in the area. Again, it's all about safety, and it's something that racetracks in America and IMSA in particular take very, very seriously indeed. Once it gets within a certain radius, it is an automatic stop. There's various stages that Shea has explained down through the years, but effectively, as soon as you get a lightning strike somewhere in a particular radius, then everything has to stop. That's what's happened here. And then you have to stop with a 30-minute clock. And every time there's another lightning strike, that clock resets. He also asks Jeremy about points. We are fairly certain that it's going to be full points that will be awarded here. So Jeremy's doing the arithmetic at the moment. How does that leave things in GT Le Mans then?
In GT Le Mans, it's unchanged. Antonio Garcia and Jordan Taylor led coming in here by, well, either 191 points, or I'm not quite sure, to be perfectly honest, whether the number four team will get its qualifying points or not.
Because
I've asked that question
engine.
Twice because they changed the engine. Correct. After qualifying. I've asked that question twice and I haven't got an answer yet.
I think not.
But there was a kind of an update a couple of races ago. If there was a sort of force majeure situation. I think not. In which case, it'd be 18:52 now for Garcia Taylor and 16:51 for Milner Tandy. Cooper McNeil will have 16:04. And certainly, you know, the number 79 car, the Porsche team, they really wanted this race more than anybody else. Possibly to get underway again because the new Matthew Jaminet had a fast car. He was going to take it to the Corvette, so it's a shame we didn't get to see how that might have played out.
By the way, we
blame Phil then, do we, by the way, for this? If he'd stayed at work, we'd have been able to go racing.
He'd stayed in the
garden. Yeah, completely.
Absolutely. Phil, that's all down to you. Safe Phil, he's called, so he'll understand where this comes from. And in GT Daytona, another cracking win for Aston Martin and for the Heart of Racing team. My goodness, what a roll they're on, Jeremy.
Well, absolutely right, yeah. And particularly in terms of the WeatherTech Sprint Cup, they came in here with a 25-point lead over Frankie Montecalvo. They'll have extended that by a long, long way now because it'll be 350 points for the race winners. That's their second win out of four now in the Sprint Cup. So they'll have 13.84. Frankie Montecalvo, I reckon, will still remain in second place despite the fact he finished a lowly 10th on 1,219. So that's, 165 points now, the gap between first and second in the WeatherTech Sprint Cup. In third place, Aaron Tielitz and Jack Hawksworth, they'll have closed in pretty dramatically, now just 3 points behind Frankie Montecalvo, the teammates, in third position, up from sixth to fourth. And the big gainers, I think, from this caution period is the number one car for Paul Miller Racing, the Lamborghini. They will jump from sixth place to fourth on 11:68. So that's 38 behind the third place car. And talking about, I mean, they kind of pulled a strategy call early
Did
on by
ever.
Making a stop out of sequence, and that's paid off big time for the number one car. For most of the other contenders, you know, the red flag really hasn't made that much of a difference, I would suggest, but it made a big difference for number one.
Yeah.
In the overall championship, John, if you want me to go to that.
Yes, please.
This is now very much closed up. In fact, we do now have a new leader because Roman De Andres and Ross Gunn, with the victory today, will move on to 16:06. The erstwhile leaders, Bill Oberlin and Robbie Foley, who finished fifth today, will now be on 15:78. So that's, a 28-point differential between first and second. Brian Sellers and Madison Snow will remain in third place on 15:36. And in fourth place also will remain Zach Robichon and Lawrence Vanto, who did finish fourth today.
Yeah, that was an exceptional call. Our Porsche keys to the race earlier on was track position, and that's what they were looking for. Pit stops were right in there as well. And then we talked about the tyres. We didn't get to see that play out at the end, but it was working towards that. I think our Porsche keys to the race were the right ones. And in terms of track position, certainly, Jeremy, the Paul Miller guys, and we're hearing from the team that it was Brian Sellers who suggested that after, remember, they were battling for fourth, weren't they? And then in trying to take fourth, they dropped back to sixth. And it was only a couple of three laps after that they made that call. That was the right call at the right time.
It very much was so, and a huge call. Just looking at the GTD Manufacturers Championship in the season-long standings, I think now that Lamborghini will have 16 Well, wait a minute. I think Aston Martin will jump from third, I think, to now have 16.56 against the 16.33 of Lamborghini. And the BMW was leading, now will be on 16.27. So a big switch around in the overall season standings for GTD manufacturers.
Right. Well, that is a big change around. Thank you, Jeremy.
And I think also Aston Martin will take the lead in the Sprint Cup for GTD as well. Let me work on that one. I think they'll just about take the lead. They were second coming in this weekend, and with a Lexus finishing third instead of second like they were running early on, yeah, I think that'll put it into the favour of Aston Martin there as well.
We get everybody back together in about 3 weeks' time, 5th to the 8th of August, for the next race at Road America. And we bring everybody back, all of the classes back, Shay, for that one.
Yes, we do. Sorry, you caught me taking a sip of water. LMP3, LMP2, and DPI rejoining GTLM and GTD. Big, long pit lane, so there's room for everybody to come
yeah,
and play.
Good point.
And four-mile track means that, well, traffic won't be as big of an issue, but I'm sure it'll still play a part.
Drivers will still complain about it. That we absolutely know. And the season, Jeremy, right into the meat of it now. This is where championships are won and lost. And at the sharp end of the DPI season, that competition isn't getting any less tight at all.
No, it isn't, is it? And we've got a 3 week gap now for before we get to Road America. Always one of that race at Road America. Always one of the highlights on the schedule. But then there's a bit of a bigger gap than usual with VIR being put back in the season. There'll then be a gap of more than a month before we hit the West Coast swing from WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca, and then a couple of weeks later to Long Beach, we hope as well. So. This swing we've just had to Detroit, Watkins Glen, Lime Rock, and then Road America could be very pivotal in terms of the championship outcome.
Jeremy Shaw and Shay Adam with me in the Hagerty Global Broadcast Centre. Shay, our VP Racing Fuel Pit and Paddock Reporter. That was Michelin Post Race Tech for a truncated Northeast Grand Prix for the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. Thanks for joining us on IMSA Radio. Check imsaradio.com for all of our broadcast schedules and the archive. Bye-bye.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at radiolemans.com.